your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown.
My hometown. I love this part of the 702 Drive Week. Every Tuesday, we visit a different part of South Africa, learn something about that place, but also in doing that, to my mind at least, learn something else about the greater whole, which is South Africa. That's whole, by the way, W-H-O-L-E, in case you think I'm being sarcastic. Now, today we focus our attention on Mpumalanga and specifically on the town of Bethel. My guest, Betty Jordan, was a librarian, the public librarian in Bethel for 30 years, and we're glad to have her with us on 702 Drive. Betty, welcome, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad that you've contacted me about this.
So tell us, what kind of view did you get of Bethel life from your position as a librarian? Who was coming in? What books were they looking for? And what did it tell you about the people of your town?
Yes, yeah. I've been there for 30 years. I've resigned last year. But I must tell you, in that period, I've seen a lot of different ways that people use the library. I must tell at this stage, it's more children. You can't believe it, but really children is using it. Maybe not for the reasons that we are used to for librarians, but because there is free internet and free Wi-Fi,
yes,
it really helps out the kids.
Yeah, and tell us about the town. I mean, I've visited Bethel quite a lot, but I've always gone there for one particular purpose. I was doing some work at the local sports stadium, and I kind of drove through the town, went out to the stadium, and I never really got to know the place. How would you describe it? What would you say to a stranger like me, this is what Bethel is like?
Okay. A few years ago, it was a farm town. There were a lot of farmers was around it. It has changed. And there's quite a different diversity in the people that's staying in Bethel. And that's why I can say Bethel is really a diverse town with a lot of people that care for each other. I've seen it again this week with people helping out, because like most of the other towns, there's a lot of potholes, but the people came together and they helped out to help the town in fixing that. We do have problems sometimes with electricity, but also the people come out and help each other. So it's really a town that cares for each other. And I know you always ask, what is in Bethel that makes it special?
Yes.
And I think with us, it will definitely be our schools that we have. We've really got special schools that really care for everybody around us. And we are fortunate in Bethel also to have the Jean Fontana School, that's our same school. In other words, it's learners with special educational needs that we have here.
So some prominent people who've come from Bethel: Andries Kutsia, South African national rugby team player, I think fullback for the Lions, if I'm not mistaken. Staying with sport, Llewellyn Herbert, hugely successful as a sports person. The public protector, the current public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, also from Bethel. The list I'm looking at says Josiah Tugwane, 1996 Olympics marathon gold medal winner, was born in Bethel. I always associate him with Standerton. So if you're in Standerton, you want to fight with us for Josiah Tugwane. And here's one that many of you may not know. Somebody called Basil Hershovitz, who was a medical scientist. He was a gastroenterologist, in other words, an expert on things happening in the stomach. But what he became globally famous for was he was the joint inventor of something called the endoscope and the field of endoscopy. And some of you may have been in hospitals for procedures where they stick this endoscope into you, and the optical fiber, the instruments encased in the optical fiber cables, allow you to be thoroughly examined without them having to cut your stomach open. So, famous people from Bethel. Who were the people you admired, Betty, while you were growing up in the town?
You know what? I was fortunate enough at that one stage to have an exhibition with artists around in town.
Right.
And one stage when I had this exhibition, I had 7 artists just in Bethel. That took part of it. And that's one of the big names also you will see is Barney van der Vijver. He's done a lot of work that even went overseas. So, you know, that is also all those artists around us is really a plus point for Bethel itself. So I'm always looking at those artists that goes out and do something for himself, but they also do it for the town because they make us famous. And they say the artist comes from Bethel.
Thanks very much to Betty Jordaan, a former public librarian in the town of Bethel. She served in that role for 3 decades, still involved in education, part of the administrative staff at a school called Hoërskool Hoogenhout. And it's part of the feature we do every week. We call it My Hometown, Your Hometown. Why not? Tell us where you come from. Tell us why you think we should focus on that town, and we'll add you to our list. We've covered lots and lots of places, but hey, this is a big country with many towns, many cities, lots of villages, and a huge number of discrete communities that consider themselves separate from larger wholes like Durban and Cape Town and Johannesburg and so on. So 31702 or 0727021702. I'd love to hear from you about which hometown we should be covering next.